And that's what I like to preach on for about 15 minutes. He's still there, and we still are, and he still does. Hallelujah. Amen. He ain't moved except to get up a time or two to welcome a saint home. Amen. And so when Stephen was stoned, he said, I see the heavens open and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. So in various positions, sitting and standing, occasionally to welcome a sainted martyr home, he's still there, praise God. He said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Woo! I mean, he still got it. Can you say amen? As I'm preaching on, he's still there, we still are, and he still does. He still has the power. Can you say amen? But he said, I'm going to delegate it. Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem and in Samaria and in Judea and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And they still are. I said they still are. I said they still are. The fire couldn't burn it. Marching legions couldn't stamp it out. Oh, hallelujah. The water couldn't drown it. Come on. No army, no king, no prison, no tortures, no opposition, praise God, has ever been able to quench this gospel fire. Amen. It's still burning around and around and around and around the world. Amen. Hitler made his boast, killed 7 million Christians and 6 million Jews. Ooh. But he still lives. I said, Jesus still lives. And the church is still alive and well. Amen. Stalin murdered some 7 to 14 millions of his own people, many of whom were Christians, praise God. But the church is still alive and well in Russia tonight. Khrushchev said, we'll bury you. Amen. We live to see the old patriarch converted, if anything, praise God, to the old time power and saving gospel of Jesus Christ. At least I'm told. Amen. Hey, the one that said he'll bury us. Amen. There's a chance that he joined the marching throne, praise God, that are marching to Zion. Beautiful city of Zion, the beautiful city of God, praise God. They burned the Bibles, they burned the churches, they burned the preachers. But when they burned Latimer and Ridley, one of them looked over at the other and said, be of good cheer, old friend. Amen. We'll light a fire today that'll, amen, burn around the world, praise God. And it did. Hallelujah. I tell you what, the church is still alive and well. The body of Christ is still reaching out to a lost world tonight. Amen. We still are going everywhere. I don't even try to hold preachers at home, amen, because they've got a call on their life at any moment. They're like Elijah. They appear and disappear the same way, amen. Ain't nothing wrong with that, praise God. Amen. As long as they're like the foxes that Samson caught and tied firebrands to their tails and turned them loose in the standing corn of the Philistines, amen, they set the world on fire. Amen. We still are going everywhere. Amen. Preaching the word. Thank God for it. Praise God. I'm not interested in building a great big kingdom here on Route 4. I'm interested, praise God, in building a fire in the hearts of a few good men. Amen. And helping them to go out and take the message everywhere they go. I'm interested in encouraging a few, praise God, that's got the grace, the grit, Hallelujah. To go out in spite of the lack of greenbacks. Amen. Amen. And keep going for God. Hallelujah. Don't fall too much in love with that paycheck. Don't fall too much in love with that insurance policy that they've got at the factory. Amen. Don't get adjusted. Amen. To the security that this whole world offers. Amen. If you're a God called, God sent, gifted, anointed man of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Your own call at a moment's notice to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Amen. So that's why I live the way I do. I don't want to get adjusted to this world. Amen. Hallelujah. He still does. The Bible said, the Lord working with them. That's all anybody needs, is the Lord working with them. You get the Lord working with you, you can take 5 loaves and 2 fishes and feed 5,000 men besides the women and the children. You get the Lord working with you, praise God. You can lift up your rod and stretch out your hand and march 3 million Israelites across the Red Sea in one night's time. Amen. We couldn't get everybody in Cincinnati across the Ohio River in one night's time. Amen. We ain't got enough bridges. Praise God. But 40 years later, with Jordan at flood tide, I mean when the old Jordan got flooded, amen, it shot across the curves. It got over the banks. It looked like the Mississippi, amen, when Jordan got flooded, and it came down real fast. Praise God. But God, just as soon as the priest waded in and the ark, the priest skirts of their garments touched the water, amen, and the ark went into Jordan, Jordan stopped. Amen. Something was pushing it back. I tell folks, God stepped in it. And the children of Israel walked across in his track. Amen. As long as God was standing in Jordan, it couldn't do nothing but back up. It backed up, up, up. Amen. Until it backed all the way up, the Bible said, to the city of Adam. I don't know where that is, but I can imagine, brother, that the water that backed up at flood tide in Jordan while those 6 million Israelites walked across on dry ground and took time to carry 12 stones out of the midst of it and took time to build an altar down in the bottom. Amen. By the time they got done, it looked like Kentucky Lake all the way to the city of Adam. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. Why? Jordan couldn't stop the relentless march of prophecy. God had said it in his word. Amen. He said, I'm going to bring you in. And it don't matter if Jordan is flooded. When it comes time to go in, you're going. Jericho shut up. Straightly shut up. Couldn't stop the children of Israel. Amen. That fortress could not be left, amen, untaken care of. And so God said, march around it 7 days and don't fire a shot. Hallelujah. 7th day, march around 7 times. Now, boys, that's a pretty good day's work for 6 million Israelites to march around Jericho 7 times. Amen. And in the last time, stop. Let the priest sound the ram's horns and give a shout. Praise God. Better watch out when God's people start sounding their horns and shouting. Amen. Things begin to shake. Praise God. Amen. There's some bridges in the United States that they won't let an army march across it in cadence, because if they march in step, it'll shake the bridge too much and throw the bridge out of kilter. Praise God. Listen up. The church of the living God is marching on in spite of legions of devils, in spite of the enemies of the cross, in spite of backsliding saints. And when one backslides and a Judas goes down and a Simon denies him, amen, blue Christians say, what in the world are we going to do? I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to brush off the dust, shake off the water, hallelujah, and get up and go on. Amen. Backsliding saints haven't stopped the church of the living God. For everyone that backslide, 10 got up to take their place. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. He hasn't moved. I'm talking about Jesus. Praise God. And we can sing tonight, I shall not be moved like a tree that's planted by the waters. I shall not be moved. We can sing, I've anchored in Jesus. The storms of life are past. I've anchored in Jesus. Praise God. Woo! Are you glad? You're anchored in Jesus. And because he is who he is, and he's still where he is, you can tie your boat to the Son of God. In Florida, there's a lake with its floating islands. You don't tie your boat to one of them lakes. Men have tried it and wound up the next morning clear across the lake. Amen. Because the islands are floating. Amen. There's some places in this old world that you just can't trust. Amen. Okefenokee Swamp is one of them down in Florida. Amen. The Indians call it Okefenokee because it means trembling earth. Amen. There's water underneath there. Even the game wardens carry a long pole when they walk through the swamps of Okefenokee, because they've got to have something to climb out on when they fall through. Amen. These pilgrims are marching, and they got a long pole with a cross arms on it. Hallelujah. And when your feet fall through, praise God, in this old trembling earth, can you say amen? We can clamber out on that old rugged cross, praise God, and shout, saved by the cross, hallelujah, the conquering cross. And we become cross-conquering saints. Stand with me, and let's praise God tonight, because in spite of all the enemy throws at us, he's still there. We still are going everywhere. Amen. We continue this day, and he still does confirm his word with signs following. He just needs some childlike trust, some childlike faith. Amen. That little boy came up to be prayed for a while ago. Tears was dropping on his shirt. God saw that. Amen. God sees those tears. God sees a humbled heart. God sees a seeking soul. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God as they get us a song. Let's pray. Let's get ready to reach out, put our arms around somebody, and take them to heaven with us, Father. Bless us, Lord, as we march on. Bless us, Lord, as we get up from where we are and we forge ahead in the name of Jesus. Though sometimes we're tired, though sometimes we're weary, and though sometimes we just can't see because of the fog, we clamber on by faith. We hold to God's unchanging hand. We will not be denied. We will not stop. We shall not be moved. We're anchored in Jesus, and he's still on the throne. And the devil can't drown the body as long as the head is above the storm. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah, Lord, touch lives, touch hearts, touch bodies. I pray this evening. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. We cry out. We cry out, and God hears the cry. We cry out. Amen. Tears of penitence, tears of heartbreak, because we haven't done more when Christ was so ready to help us, so near at hand to come to the rescue, so able to give us deliverance.
We have our trouble.
Come on, let's cry out to God tonight.
Amen.
And sometimes blue, but the hope of life eternal brightens all our hopes anew. I don't want to get adjusted to this world, to this world. I've got a home, it's so much better. I want to go through sooner or later. And I don't want to get adjusted to this world. Lord, I'm growing worn and weary. There's no place that seems like home. Jesus, come my soul to ferry where I nevermore shall roam. I don't want to get adjusted to this world, to this world. Got a home, it's so much better. I want to go there sooner or later. And I don't want to get adjusted to this world. Lord, I'm longing for the coming of my Savior, Lord and King. Seems I hear my loved one singing a new song I'd like to sing. I don't want to get adjusted to this world, to this world. I've got a home, it's so much better. I want to go there sooner or later. And I don't want to get adjusted to this world.